From the shadows of the radio towers, this is the Gay PHX Podcast. Your community radio on demand.
It's gonna be a good day. And everything is going to go my way. It's gonna be a good day. The sun is shining bright and it's here to stay.
Welcome back to the Gay PHX Podcast. Queer stories, local beats, real community. I'm Billy Foster, and every week we bring you conversations with people creating, protecting, and pushing our LGBTQ plus culture forward right here in Arizona and beyond. And today we're heading into the world of synthwave, survival, identity, technology, and emotional storytelling with Sarah Frost Nova. But before we jump into today's interview, let's talk about what's happening around the community. Applications for Mr. Newtown are officially open. If you ever thought about stepping into leadership, representing community, and becoming part of Phoenix queer history, this is your moment to step up. These titles matter now more than ever because visibility matters, leadership matters, and community matters. We're also incredibly proud to officially announce our collaboration with Gabba Ghoul under the Yad Daddy banner. Together, we're launching a special sticker collection supporting Dene Pride 2026. And honestly, this one means a lot to us personally. Pride events don't just appear out of thin air. They take funding, volunteers, permits, planning, equipment, travel, and an incredible amount of work behind the scenes. And for our Indigenous, two-spirited LGBTQ plus communities, getting that support isn't always easy. That's why 100% of the profits from these stickers are being donated directly to help Dene Pride happen. Not for awareness, not for corporate buzz, but to actually help get their pride paid for. And you can learn more and support the project right now at yadaddy.com/Gabba, G-A-B-A. And one more thing, live community discussions are coming soon to Gay PHX. We're proud to be working with Lookout News and the Queer Center to help bring local voices and conversations to the community online for people who can't always attend in person. Keep an eye out at gayphx.com for upcoming live stream announcements and details. But right now, it's time to toss it over to the Desert Den Daddy himself for this week's Hot 3. Brian, take it away.
You're listening to Gay PHX, where community comes first.
Hey, 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 Phoenix, tighten the harness, steam the outfit, and maybe warm up those vocal cords, because this week is giving diva energy, synth beats, and karaoke confidence that sounds way better after the second cocktail. We've got Cher serving six decades of glam, a Monday night karaoke crowd ready to cheer you on even if you absolutely massacre those high notes, and a new wave dance night where the eyeliner is dark, the beats are dirty, and someone will fall in love under the neon lighting. This is Brian's Hot 3, your Desert Den Daddy, approved guide to where the glitter is flying and the gays are thriving. Let's go! Hot pick number 1, The Cher Show at Arizona Broadway Theater, running now through the 31st of May. Matinee dining is at 12 p.m. and then they have an evening dinner dining at 5:30 p.m. If you could turn back time, honestly, why would you when Cher's already doing it for you? The Cher Show is bringing wigs, sequins, heartbreak, reinvention, and enough iconic costume changes to make your closet feel deeply inadequate. Told through three different eras of Cher herself, this musical serves powerhouse vocals and hit after hit after hit. And baby, dinner and drama? That's gay culture. It's camp, it's glitter, it's Cher. You already know the assignment. Hot pick number 2, we have Karaoke Monday at the Sazerac. Goes from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. Alright, who's emotionally prepared to hear someone absolutely destroy a Lady Gaga song and still get a standing ovation? Hosted by Pablo, Karaoke Monday at the Sazerac is where confidence goes to thrive and dignity occasionally goes to die. The cocktails are flowing, the crowd is loud, and every performer thinks they're one key change away from a recording contract. Some voices are incredible, some voices are incredibly brave. And honestly, we love everybody equally. Come sing, come flirt, come lock eyes with someone during the duet portion, and suddenly start planning your future together. Hot pick number 3, we have Scoundrel Days, a new wave rewind at Thunderbird Lounge. May 24th from 7 p.m., and it's a 21 plus only, please. Oh, this one is for the eyeliner crowd. Thunderbird Lounge is throwing it back with a full night of new wave, synth pop, and post-punk classics. The kind of music that makes you dramatically stare into distance while still dancing a little slutty. We're talking moody lighting, dark fashion, synth beats, and enough retro energy to make you want to text your ex from 1987. Whether you show up in leather, lace, or something suspiciously mesh-related, just know you're about to vibe hard. Stay hydrated, stay fabulous, and if someone hands you the microphone, commit fully to the bit. Phoenix this week is about drama, the fun kind, the kind with music, laughter, flirtation, and one too many cocktails making somebody think they can hit a Mariah note. So get out there, be loud, be sparkly, and for the love of glitter, never trust someone who says, "I'm only here for one drink." I'm your Desert Den Daddy Brian, remind you that life's too short for boring nights and quiet entrances. Until next time, coming to you from the shadows of the radio towers, I'm Brian, your Desert Den Daddy, and that's what's hot.
Want all the details? Head over to GabePHX.com, your one-stop shop for queer events, promos, and everything happening in the valley.
This is what community sounds like.
This is Amanda Renfrew, enrolled agent with The Tax Person, with your tax year countdown. Chosen family matters, and the tax code recognizes more situations than people realize. If you financially support someone who is not legally related to you, they may still meet the criteria to be your dependent. A quick review can save you real money. Get support with a free 15-minute consult at thetaxperson.com or look for me as The Tax Person on social.
More stories, more voices, more pride. You're tuned in to the Gay PHX Podcast.
Today on Gay PHX, we're sitting down with an artist who grew up in the 80s and turned the sound of struggle into something else entirely. 8-bit memories wrapped up in synthwave, survival stories told through circuits and beats. She's a cyborg doll making music about dragging yourself out of the wreckage and finding purpose. Please welcome to the rainbow-tinted microphone, Sarah Frostnova. Sarah, thanks for making it onto the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm honored.
Now, you call yourself a trans lesbian cyborg doll. Help explain that to me.
It's indicative of my journey so far because you transition, of course, being on trans, and I've definitely transitioned to the gender that I am, that I feel, and have always been. But something else needed to change. Something else I needed to transcend, and that was my own humanity in a lot of ways. And that's because I've never really built kinship with people like most people do growing up. I was quite a bit different than my family. Come to find out years later, it was because autism and other mental things going on with me. And I just didn't really connect with my family. They just upset me a lot. And where I really made connections with was with the video games I would play. And I made a connection with a couple of characters, one of them being from a video game series called Mega Man. And of course, that is about a robot who starts out as being just helping out around the house, but then is designed to basically save the planet, so to speak. And yeah, I connected to that character really strongly because growing up as a kid was pretty rough. One of the reasons being the wrong gender, and then never feeling like I could get along with the boys, and the girls hate me just because I exist. And it was rough. And then, of course, home life is not always great. So it felt like I was at war all the time, and it was a character that got me through a lot. And I built kinship there with this character. And years later, just became who I am. And I realized that more in my later years, that I'm more connected with electronics and stuff like that than I am people. Not that I don't interact and do well with people. I do, especially now. It's just I have to mask. I can tell that I'm different. And it's sometimes very jarring.
I can understand and relate to that. I, too, escape into technology a lot. I find it as my safe haven. It's my bad cave, literally.
Yes.
So I understand completely. And I, too, grew up queer in the 80s during the AIDS epidemic. Now, you said that music has helped you process that struggle. How did the early sounds become the foundation of what you make now?
So if you're familiar with New Order, True Faith, I love that song. I never thought that, I think one of the lyrics is, "I never thought I would depend on the shade of the morning sun." And that kind of reminds me of going through every day, surviving to the next morning, to deal with the childhood that was lost, replaced by fear. And so songs like that, I didn't really remember the lyrics back then when I was a kid, because I wasn't really paying attention to the lyrics, but
you just felt connected with them. You didn't exactly know why necessarily. At least that's how it was for me.
Right. Exactly. And definitely with the sound, I have hyper focused on. And now that I read back years later, I'm like, I've been listening to this stuff since childhood, and I couldn't process what the words were saying.
I had that same connection with Depeche Mode. I always was there with the clubs and stuff, and I knew the songs and I knew all the lyrics, but I didn't know what they meant. And then as an adult, I heard the songs again, and then I got chills, and I was like, oh, that's why I loved this song. I had a connection with it that I didn't realize in the moment. But at a subconscious level, I did.
Like, one of my favorite songs is People Are People. Oh, my goodness. People Are People. Right. Why should it be you and I should get along so awfully? And then it just goes through. It's just, it's a great song, and it's in some ways a queer anthem, as many of their songs can be.
Right.
Especially Mastering Here.
And here we are decades later, and we have the same exact struggles.
Yeah.
We haven't learned anything.
It's as if history is repeating itself, as it's done for many millennia, unfortunately. That is the problem with humans, is they don't learn. They don't learn their lessons. They don't get better. It just goes back to the same cycle. And I hate cycles, because I do have that unique view of the world because of neurodiversity. And so it's weird, because I notice patterns. That's part of the reason why I connect with technology so much.
Mm-hmm.
And just the pattern recognition is just like, why do we not do something about these patterns? Here's some things we could do to fix these patterns. But because of greed, because of power, because of the grab for power, we will never be able to get moved past it. Because there's always someone that wants it. There's always someone that wants to control everything.
So there's always that. But I also didn't understand how that people can control it. And now, actually, it's so weird. I'm actually having this epiphany as I'm talking to you. Because of my work with AI, and I'm learning its limitations and its context window, so to speak, I'm like, I think that's the same problem some people have. They don't have a large enough context window to keep things in mind, and then they forget, and then they're told new things, and they just bump out the old thing, even though the old thing was a fact, and they've replaced it with crap.
Yes, and often, honestly, I think the cell phone has actually destroyed us in a lot of ways, because it's lowered our attention span to the point where we're not critically thinking anymore. And that's what I wanted to relate to in my music, is that my music is not for the faint of heart. It sounds, on the surface, pretty simple. But if you really listen and pick it apart, even though there's no lyrics to it yet, I put a lot of feeling and emotion in that, and I'm communicating something. Because I want people to think. I want, like, whenever I let my friends listen to my music, I ask them, what do you think about that? How does that make you feel? What does it elicit for you? Because whenever I listen to music of any type, I will connect with the lyrics, I'll connect with the music, and it'll make me feel a certain thing. And then whenever I find out that artist had a completely different direction for it, I'm like, this is what I love about music. It's a language of emotion. And those emotions might speak something different to you than it does to the next person. And to the artist, they might have been saying a little bit of that, but the breadth of it is much bigger. And so it gives you a window into their emotional mind, but also, you get to feel something. You get to feel a taste of what they felt from your perspective and your context. And then hearing what the artist thinks, you also hear it from theirs. And it's just a beautiful thing. And I love critical thinking. I love intelligence. To me, music is a form of emotional intelligence. We can, instead of just hearing, we also feel.
Right. Now, you described your music as something that, and this kind of goes with the whole things that happen in cycles, that sounds of the past tell the stories about surviving the future. So because we keep happening in cycles, things that you talk about in the past can help prevent or help us deal with the future, right?
To forget the past is to be doomed to repeat it, in my opinion.
And so how does survival sound like?
It's honestly, it's rough. It's ugly. It's not easy. It takes a lot of work. And honestly, I've had a mental health journey this whole time that I've been going through all this stuff. One of the things that I wrote, Morning Doll, that's one of the songs I did. That originally was a lullaby for an ex-girlfriend. And it turned into a song of mourning because I was, at that time, what I would call her doll. I was hers. She owned me. Getting into the kind of BDSM-y kind of thing. I know we don't have to get into that, but it's what that is all that was all about. It was a dynamic with them. And
the basis of the relationship, which is fine. We need to know right. that so that we have a context.
And it destroyed me, that whole situation. And it's the inspiration for my next album that I'm making. Not the one that's currently out. Photonic Cascade is already out. But the next one that I'm making, I've already written lyrics. I just need to get the music in line with everything. But it's about all the trauma and healing and surviving all the things she did to me and how I went from not even wanting to breathe to thriving now. Despite everything that's going on in the world, I'm stronger now than I've ever been because of what I learned from those experiences and how I survived that trauma.
Now, let's talk about Photonic Cascade for a moment. Walk me through it. Where does the journey start, and then where does it land?
Abject Mechanism, probably my favorite song on the album, mostly because it brings in the energy first. But
what's the name of the track again?
Abject Mechanism.
Okay.
So, abject is a description of something that's really bad or horrid. I forget the exact term, but it's the bad thing that always happens, the cycle. Awful that keeps coming. And so when you listen to it, you'll hear all the electronics and the bass in there, but you also hear the little, it sounds like a toy piano. There was a purpose for that, actually. The toy piano was speaking from the innocent side of it. It's like, why is this happening to me again? Why am I getting hurt? The bass being a really horrible sounding, not that it's horrible sounding, but it's representative of just the awful stuff that you feel like kind of looming over you while you're just trying to be this, I'm just trying to live my life. I'm trying to do this innocent stuff. And here's all this stuff looming over me. And it's just a journey through overcoming that and walking through it, despite all this heaviness being on your shoulders.
Now, you had also mentioned that you had gotten a Roland Phantom EX.
Yes, I've adored this keyboard since I was looking at it. It's one of the cool things it can do is it doesn't emulate the old synthesizers from the 80s. It actually has hardware in there that can accurately reproduce it. So your Depeche Modes, your New Orders, your Princes, I basically have the same synthesizers. Just all in one package. And I'm so excited to use this thing. It's going to open up my production so much. Because with all the VSTs I have, I feel limited. I need something that not only gives me a little bit more unique of a way to produce, but also I can do this stuff live. I can record everything on this keyboard and do it live.
Oh, very fun.
Yeah. I love my toys.
Now, how is that going to change what you can create?
So one of the things that I can do with it is that there's a number pad on the side and I can record little bits. I can record a couple of riffs and then do another part that's just the drum, just the bass and a couple of riffs of that. And basically, I get to choose, mix and match how the song is. And so I could do remixes on the fly while also being able to perform parts of the song on the regular piano keys. And that is a different way of making stuff that I've never really done before because I'm typically a studio artist. But I want to move my way into a live performance, and I always have wanted to, which, by the way, thank you for letting me DJ the other night. That was fun. Despite some of the issues we had, that was a lot of fun.
Oh, live is fun. It's also absolutely terrifying, which is why I do a podcast that is, I'm grinning into ear, heavily edited.
Absolutely.
So I understand the difference between studio work and live production. And yeah.
It's a different way of thinking. And because in the studio, you mess up, I'll fix it in post.
Retake.
You can't fix it in, you can't fix that in post. Right. Live. You're just like awkward. Everyone's staring. You're like, oh.
And then on top of it, we're working with new equipment in a new venue with new setup.
Yes.
And we're like, please don't walk in front of the speakers. And what do? Walk in front of the speakers all night long.
Constantly. So no offense to them. They're doing their best to work their crowd.
They're focused on trying to host and do all that. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
So I get
it. So I kept trying to, I held on to that fader and I was just like, when it starts going, move it down a little bit and move it back up to where it needs to be constantly.
You definitely ride faders live more than you do in a studio.
Abso-freaking-lutely. But I'm all about it though. I love that because my background, I come from the days of, oh, you're in a studio? Just use the Heath and Allen. It'll move the faders for you. You just program them in. It's like, you can't do that live. That doesn't work.
Right.
You just got to be on it. And now I feel for some of the DJs that I've been like, dang, what's the DJ smoking tonight? It's just like, no, honey. They're going through it. Leave them alone. And a lot of stuff is like beyond their control. And so I have a better appreciation.
So now my understanding is that you're also an artist that works across books, drawings, and stories. How does that connect back to the music?
So I don't write books necessarily. My friends do. For instance, one of my friends, her name is Neri Bachlin. I can never pronounce her last name, but she made a book called Confluence, A Person-Shaped Story. Neri is also a combat doll. And they wrote about their basically their journey through the eyes of a cyborg and how they brought up a family. And from what I've read of this, it's a beautiful book. I need to finish it. But it's a different format and a different way of deeply thinking about where someone comes from. Now, that has actually inspired me to write more. The lyrics are sometimes helpful in saying the emotions here are about this. But I don't think saying so directly is always the best method because words can mean something different to everyone. So you have to word it in a certain way that one is catches and has those nice hooks to it, but also it captures the emotion of what you're trying to say. Because yes, the music communicates, but sometimes you need that context and the lyrics offer that context. You mind if I read something real quick?
Oh no, go, please go ahead.
So I wrote this not too long ago and I'll tell you what it's about afterwards. It's called, let me actually pull that up because that was not the correct version of that. Bear with me. There we go. And right. Where's my writings? There we go. It's called The Burning Inside. Doll covers her eyes. Nothing but destruction in her heart. Her soul filled with conflict. All she sees in her waking eyes, desolation. More dolls burning. Companions rusting. Waiting for one last chance. A strike so fatal it would be her last. Wings clipped, her frailty. A wish to be freed. Her breath a small comfort. Hands fall limp as she opens her eyes. What does she see on the other side? I rewrote this because it captured a lot of things I had been feeling, but also something that's actually up and coming. So I won't get into it, the political stuff of side of it, because it's obvious what's going on. But this is from the perspective of a doll, where it feels like people of my kind are being persecuted more and we're suffering. Some of us more, way more than others. And it's capturing some of that and seeing what's burning and then being faced with a wish to be free from this, but also I have heart surgery at the end of this month, or actually the end of this week.
Oh, which is month?
What will I see on the other side after that? And I wonder what I will wake up to after finally having my heart repaired from the time it was broken. Because I know that emotional and physical stuff kind of coincides. And I believe whenever I mentioned that that person broke up with me, that was what broke my heart. It just took a long time to manifest.
What would you say to someone who feels like they're still in the wreckage?
Fight. Crawl out of it as best you can, and it's not easy. If not for any other reason, then to spite the fact that they put you there. Because love for yourself comes later. You have to work on getting out of that situation and putting yourself in a place where you can say, no, I don't accept that. That's not okay. I'm not okay with that. And that's hard because a lot of people will come to blame themselves as I caused this. And it's no, you were one part of a two-part or maybe multiple-part situation that happened. Not everything's your fault. We make mistakes, sure. But a lot of the time, especially in with people who have trauma, it's not always your fault. Especially whenever, like, I have a lot of rejection sensitivity. And I have to remind myself, it's not my fault that I feel rejected because of the way my parents treated me in this particular situation, blah, 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 blah. Trauma happens. It sucks. And it's up, unfortunately up to us to deal with it because no one else will.
Right.
And I say, live in spite of them, at least, if nothing else. But at the end of the day, come to a place of learn to love yourself. Learn to respect yourself enough to give yourself compassion.
So what's next for frostnova.sys? Live performances with your new toys, new releases. You mentioned another album.
So what I have working is obviously the new album that I'm working on. I have a lot of writing that I need to turn into music, and I have a lot of things I've started, but I need to learn the Phantom. I need to learn how to play it. I need to learn all its quirks and stuff and start making. I actually need to completely change my production setup, how I actually make music. So that way I have a better method. I have a better system, and it's conducive to making live performance accessible. Beyond that, I probably need to work on my writing. Lyrics are one thing, but sometimes it doesn't always fit with a song. And so I need to practice making the lyrics and then also singing them, which I am taking vocal lessons to get better at that and see where lyrics versus writings fit, because they're not always conducive to being in the same house, so to speak.
Understood. And I recommend a lot of karaoke. That's what I do. That's my practice, quote unquote.
For real, I need to get brave and get up there because I've already done a couple of performances now. I helped out Boy Alex and was one of the people in the back as he was strutting his stuff. And I like that energy. I miss that. And then, of course, the DJing thing. It's just, I need to get out there. I need to do more performance stuff. I wanted to do drag at some point, but because of time and health issues right now, I think that's going to be a little bit later. Got to wait a couple months before I'm physically able to do that kind of stuff.
Got
to
heal that heart.
Absolutely.
All right, give me the pitch. Why should someone stop what they're doing right now and listen to Photonic Cascade?
Because what are you really doing right now? Are you doing anything that important that can't stop for 3 or 4 minutes? Maybe 10 minutes and then you'll be done? It's a short album. But also just give it a listen. See what you think. You don't have to like it. That's okay. I don't mind. But if you do like it, why do you like it? What do you like about it? I want to hear that. I want to hear what people have to say. And it's one, a curiosity, but two, aren't other people curious about someone who is in touch with how they feel, that they want to make that through just sound alone? I think that's intriguing. I like artists that are so deeply connected to their own music that they can't be separated from it. It is who they are. And I want to show people who I am. I just want someone to listen to it and give me a chance for a few minutes. Lend me an ear. And you don't have to listen to me talk about politics and stuff because I don't even get me started.
That's a whole different soapbox. I know that too.
Oh, so yeah.
Well, where can people find your music and follow you on socials?
So easiest way is you can either go to Bandcamp, Frostnova, sys.bandcamp.com, or you can go to my webpage, frostnova.tech, T-E-C-H, and that will have all of my links that go to Instagram, Blue Sky. It has my, I do have my music on Tidal, Apple Music, YouTube Music, Spotify, all your basic streaming platforms. I am on Instagram. I do have some demos on SoundCloud. The links are all there on my webpage. And also, I have to give a special shout out to Arizona Women of Leather, because if it weren't for them, I wouldn't have even been speaking with you right now. They've helped me a lot through this next chapter of my life to give me some more confidence to be able to do this kind of stuff. So that's who I am.
That's awesome. We love to hear that. We love the people of Arizona Women of Leather. They've been great supporters. We're just so glad to see them thriving.
Indeed. And I want to thrive with them.
Yes. So
thank you. I appreciate your time today.
Of course. Sarah Frostnova, thank you so very much for taking time out of your day to join us and have this conversation. We really appreciate it.
Have a great one.
Another reason we love this community.
I'm Daddy Dave, your friend in the fight to end stigma. And I'm the founder of Team Friendly, here today to talk about pleasure and sexual health. Sexual health prevention is an important aspect of healthcare. It's more than just about assessing your risks and minimizing those risks. Good health care is also about recognizing the pleasure you want to get out of your sex life. It's about feeling informed, empowered, and good in your own skin. Pleasure and safety can exist together when we have honest conversations, access to judgment-free healthcare, and respect for ourselves and each other. Choosing a friendly approach to sexual health is important. Find a healthcare clinic where these conversations just flow freely. Ask questions, know your options, desires, and limits, and communicate them openly. Let's live our lives fully with less fear and goals to improve our health.
Pride lives here.
Huge thank you to Sarah Frostnova for joining us this week and for sharing such an honest conversation about identity, survival, music, healing, and what it means to keep creating even when life gets heavy. These are the kinds of stories that remind us why queer voices matter, not just during Pride season, but every single day. Stories about resilience, about art, about rebuilding yourself when the world keeps trying to tear you apart. And to you, yes, you, thank you for listening. Truly, Gay PHX exists because this community keeps showing up for one another. Every stream, every share, every event listing, every message, every conversation, it all matters more than you probably realize. And while we're talking about showing up for community, we want to remind you again about the incredible work happening with Gabagool and Dene Pride 2026 through our collaboration at yadaddy.com/Gabba, G-A-B-A. Those sticker sales are helping fund a real Pride celebration for Indigenous, two-spirited, LGBTQ plus people and allies, and that matters. Community support isn't just hashtags and rainbow logos. Sometimes it's helping people literally get the lights turned on, the permits paid, and the celebration built from the ground up. And keep watching GayPHX.com because live community discussions and special streams are coming soon in partnership with Lookout News and the Queer Center. And remember, Gay PHX works best when the community joins the conversation. If you know about an event, a fundraiser, a drag show, a community meeting, a watch party, a performer, an artist, or something you think the people should know about, share it with us at GayPHX.com. The platform is built to help amplify community voices because that's what community is all about. We've got more stories to tell, Phoenix. So if you see us out and about, come grab a selfie with us. We love you, Phoenix.
We're together, the sun is bright, and there's nowhere better than by your side. We're together, the sun is bright, and there's nowhere better than by your side.
Thanks for hanging out with the Gay PHX Podcast.
Be kind.
Be bold.
Be you.